donuts they made. The donut they made, by mistake, a goy turned on the fire. Normally a yid turns on the fire. And a goy turned on the fire, and a goy went on to put the donuts into the oil. And therefore, it was bishul akum. All the donuts were made by a goy, and there was no participation of a yid in the process. And therefore, no one should eat the donuts. They should rather dispose of these donuts. And the story goes that Mars, the medical organization Mars, called up Woodbury Down and said, "Can we please get hold of these donuts? And we want to use them to give them to the NHS." Because the Mishnah says, "Avadolam heim beis, eid dvarim shel akum, which are asa, but ein isuran isahana." That only these things are only asar ba achila, not ba hana. Lafukei stam yenam, which may be asar ba hana. But bishul akum, pas akum, cholov akum, all these things are only asar ba achila, not asar ba hana. And since asar ba hana, we can benefit from them, even though we may not be able to eat them. And we want to show our gratitude to the NHS by giving them chvestish how many thousand donuts from Woodbury Down. Now, the story goes on. Now, this unfortunately may not be true, but if it is true, it's an amazing story that the NHS was so misspoiled from these tasty donuts that the next day they ordered many, many thousand donuts because they wanted more. Now, if that's a true story, it's beautiful. Apparently, it never happened, so unfortunately, it never happened. But if it would happen, it would be very special. Okay.
To make a deal with them. They didn't fulfill it, the price was too high.
Okay, but I'll understand
the Jewish truth.
Okay, Akapanim. Now, before we discuss bishul akum, let's quickly discuss what's the inyan of eating donuts on Hanukkah. It's a bit matzah after Pesach this, but one or two nights trotting why we eat donuts on Hanukkah. Pshutuk is fried in oil, and the Chamnet have oil. I once heard a pshat that the Greeks were very into the body, and therefore by we going and eating something tremendously fattening, it shows that we are the opposite of the Greeks. We don't care about what our body looked like, and we're going to partake in that. There are other plots in that the Mizbeach was instituted on Hanukkah, and we mentioned Al-Mizbechecha in Al-Amichya, and therefore we want to eat something which is Mizoinda, so we have get a chance to say Al-Amichya, to mention the Mizbeach, which is a nice plot. Now we'll see soon, it's not so simple that donuts are Mizoinda. It could be there, Hamaitzi, we'll get there shortly. Therefore, that would be a steer to this pshat. Okay, let's go slowly about bishul akum.
Maybe because we've got a lot of oil here.
Yeah, that's a basic pshat, I'm asking. Okay, so, the Mishnah says bishul akum is osa. Briefly, we'll discuss the background, why it's osa, and after the windows of that, and then we'll move on. The reason why it's osa, Rashi says, in the Nachlam Lehem Beis, is b'shum chasmus, we don't want you to end up marrying a goy. If you end up partaking in the goy's food, you'll feel warmly for the goy, you'll eat by him, kaseda, and you might end up marrying his child. That's the basic mahalach in Rashi, why bishul akum is awesome. That's the pashtus. The problem is, Rashi later on the Amachesim Dalav says a different reason. The reason is, shelo yehe Yisrael rogel etle b'machal v'mishte v'yachilenu dova tomei. We don't want the yid to be frequent by a goy's house because the goy will cook food and will end up putting treif food into the food and the yid will partake in treif. Tosfos already asked a stira in Rashi, does Rashi hold chasnus? Does Rashi hold Shema Ya'achilenu Dovar Tomei? There are some Achroinim, the Pichados Chosefer, who are of the opinion that you need both Tanoim to be Osa, and that's why Rashi says both reasons. But that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is that it's a Stira. Says the Teferet Lemoshe, which is brought down in the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, that there will be enough gemina between two Pshatim and Rashi, whether Bishul of a Mumma would be Osa, someone who doesn't keep Torah Mitzvahs, let's say a real Mumma, someone who's not a Tinsh Nishba. Because chasnus, there's no avera, you're allowed to be mashadach with a mumma, even though it might not be the most prestigious shidduch, but it's allowed. And therefore, if the whole issa bishul akum is that you can't marry their daughter, it would be no problem to partake in food made by a mumma. Masha enkein, if the chashash is shema yachilenu dova tomei, says the first Moshe, then there's a real chashash that a mumma put treif into the food, and therefore it would not be allowed to eat food that was from a mumma. And many achrenim amachme for the first Moshe, and therefore people don't like a mumma to put the fire on. Now, problem is, oh, very good, very good. Now, in the olden days, people used to travel to Eretz Yisrael, and in Ben Gurion Airport, there's a restaurant called Aroma. Aroma has arguably the best hechsher of any restaurant in Ben Gurion Airport. It's called Hechsher of the Chasam Sofer Petach Tikva, and many Heimishers partake in their baked delicacies and very nice food. In Aroma, when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was that a mumma would turn on the fire. Now again, you could argue if it is a mumma or not, but someone who zikha didn't keep Shabbos and didn't keep Torah Mitzvahs, maybe they're tinsh nishba, maybe not. That's the shmuz and the chazanish, different achroinim, what's the gedder of a mumma. But in Aroma, they're mekel, kapshutoi, deloi, kadfer samosha. They have mummas putting on the fire, and therefore, The Shaila is, can one eat an aroma if you want to be machmeh for the tefillah? So on that, I heard from my rebbes, I saw this svara, I believe in the Sister Eliezer, that there's no problem. Because Bishul Akum is also be'etzem, which means Chazal made the gezerah that's also, let's say, mishum chasnus, and it's also even when the gezerah does not apply. For example, if the person has no daughters, Rishonim say, you still can't partake in their Bishul Akum. I won't marry their daughter, I haven't got any daughter. Doesn't matter, it's a din. Chazal asks something, and therefore it's also. Who are din? Says the Ach, I forget who, that if a goy made a freezer full of yummy kosher food, and then was Magaya, and he wants to know, you're making a big party to celebrate his becoming Jewish, and is he allowed to partake in his non-kosher cooked food? I mean, he was cooked when he was a goy, now that he's Jewish. And the answer is no, you're not allowed to. It's also, Chazal asked Bishul Akum, it's also. You could argue that, I'm going to marry, who am I going to marry here? My own daughter, I'm a Jewish guy now. Doesn't matter. Chazal asked, and therefore it stayed also. Who I didn't, there's another raya, Machalik Rishonim, where the Bishul Akum makes blias, where we pass on the first day in the Mechava, in the end of Kufu Gimel, that if a guy cooks in a Jew, in a pot, that even let's say an egg, there's no treif there, it's an egg is also Bishul Akum for a Mechava. Some people don't know this, and they think they can go to a Goyish hotel and partake in egg for breakfast. It's not true, because it's Bishul Akum. And not only that, it would make the Kalim treif. And question, are you going to end up marrying a guy because you used a pot which yesterday the guy made an egg in? Zich or not? It doesn't matter. Bishul Akum's also, Chazal Midrabanan Goyza is also, and therefore you can't partake in anything that has any shakas to it, even though the Gezeri man of either. That's all by Bishul Akum. However, Bishul Mumma, it doesn't have this din. There's no Gezeri's Akos of Kiddur. There's no Chazal never paskened Bishul Mumma's Osa. So as Moshe just said, I'll pee the Svara of Rashi that the Issa is Shema Yachidin and Dovatomi, it would Misvara apply to a Mumma. But that only is Avivai, the Svara's there. Avivai, there is a real Chashash. That there is treif there, then it'll be offer. However, in aroma, where they have a mashkiach, whatever it is, mashkiach is, a yitz v'nichnas, or a camera, whatever it is. But if there's no chashash treif lemaisa, because the heksha is being made that all the ingredients are kosher, then it's not because there's a kosher, it's osa. It's only osa if the svara would apply. The svara wouldn't apply, and therefore one can partake in the food in aroma, even if one wants to be machmir for the tiferes lemaisa. Okay. Now, the Gemara says two very important heterim of Bishul Akum. Heta number one, the Gemara brings down, Amr Shmuel, but he's come around. Kol hanechol kamoshu chai, ein boi mishum Bishul Akum. This is a famous heta. Anything that is edible raw, there is no issa Bishul Akum, i.e. a carrot. If a goy would go and cook a carrot, you could eat the carrot, even though the goy cooked it, because it's nechol chai. It's edible raw. The reason is, we'll see in a minute, Machlik Yishonim in Beitzah. Says the Gemara, another gear says this Gemara, Amr Shmuel Yitzchak Gemarav, maybe it didn't, that wasn't what they said, they really said, Kol she'eino nechel al shulchan malachim, anything that's not, goes onto a king's table, which is not a chosh of food, that therefore kings will serve at their table, ein boi mishum bishul akum. Okay. Tosfos already says that, since it's a shayin drabanon, we make like both members of the Gemara, therefore even though b'etzim, it's a stira. Either they said A or they said B, doesn't matter. We make it for A and for B, and therefore anything that is not oila shulchan malachim, cheap food, or anything that is edible raw, we are make it, there's no issa bishul akum. Okay, there is a machlokas.
You say cheap food.
We'll discuss next what that means. We'll get into that.
Shulchan question whether it means breakfast.
Yeah, we'll discuss. Now, Machlokes Rishonim in Beitza, what is the reason why something that's edible raw is permitted? It's Rashi and Iran. One of them say, who says what? Rashi says, 1 second. Rashi says that because since you could have eaten it without it, and now you also can eat it, lo yahani midi, the guy didn't do anything. The carrot was edible, it's still edible. Lo yahani midi, he hasn't done something choshev. The Ram says, a different knetch, the Ran says the reason is that it won't be goyrim kirif hadas. You won't feel warmly to a goy, thank you so much, Peter, for making me my carrot, because he didn't really make it for me. I could have eaten it before, I could have eaten that. It's a bit softer now. It's irrelevant. And therefore, it won't be goyrim kirif hadas. Again, the half number one is, he didn't do anything. It was always edible. Number two is that he did something, but it's not something choshev. It won't make me feel warmly towards it. This could be a machlokes hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos we get a bit in the diet from a Rambam that if you cook on Shabbos a dovah shenechol chai, you are potter. The issa bishul on Shabbos holds the Rambam, says Gregor, is only on if you cook an inedible thing. The Igdital brings down the Ozerua, disagrees, and Kamshutoi, this is the Machlokes, is the vow of Bishul that you have to do something, and there you didn't do anything. Oh no, Shaykhs. Bishul always do something, but Bishul Akhmed is a separate Svara that it's not Choshev. On Shabbos, you don't need a Choshev a thing, and therefore we'll be off. That's a Shaila in Hilcha Shabbos. What's Nafkmin Lemaisa? You have to bring it down Lemaisa. Nafkmin Lemaisa is a Shaila in Shevet Halevi, revolves and brings down the water from Chernobyl. In Chernobyl, they had a nuclear disaster, and therefore no one was able to partake in any water in the whole environs of Chernobyl without being very dangerous because it had in it some nuclear waste. Novos, were you to boil the water first, then the water would now be safe, and therefore you will be able to be drunk. Now, normally, there's no Issa Bishul Akum on water, and therefore on coffee and tea, says Tefus of Elam and Aleph, because even coffee and tea, the main ingredient is water. Who had in beer? By the way, it's fake pleasures. Why do I have to partake in Goyish beer? Because it's the Bishul Akum here. Only Heineken haven't got any yeast and work in the factory. And who cooked it? A Goy. So it doesn't matter. The ik ingredient is the water. Water is ne'echol chai. You could drink raw water. Therefore, if you drink cooked water, don't make enough commitment. Shaila is, in Chernobyl, the water is not ne'echol chai. It's dangerous to partake in the water. You cannot drink Chernobyl water. Therefore, were a Goy to boil up the water in Chernobyl, would it be osa? The revolta is mekul. And the it comes out, it depends on this on machlokes. If you learn, the vart is that it's not choshev, if you won't feel warmly to a guy for cooking you up a carrot or a bit of water, who are then Chernobyl of water, no more choshev. If anything, it's less choshev. And the fact that it was punked, not edible, is irrelevant, and it will still be permitted. Masha Enkein, if the vart is loya hani midi, like Rashi says, that he didn't do anything, it was edible before, and it is edible now, but Chernobyl is not true, it's not edible before, it's edible now, and it would be osa. So the fact revolves with Mekel before he's learning the Alam Halach. Noch a Nafkamina would be the Gilim Arshav. The Gilim Arshav has a Shaila, what's Halacha if you have a fruit, which is Be'etzem Ne'echol Chai. Yeah, it's a banana. Yeah, bananas, even if a guy cooks you a banana, no problem. You could have eaten it raw, you ate a cooked fruit, no problem. What's Halacha of Gilim Arshav if you have a banana, which was unripe, it came off the tree too early, and therefore it's currently inedible. Only if you cook it, can you eat it. Is there a problem of Bishul Akum or not? Now, Kipshutai, this is the same Shaila. If you learn that the vart is loya hani midi, it's not true. Here, hani midi, he had something that was inedible, he made it edible, I couldn't eat this banana. Masha Enkein, if the vart is tachosh vazach, kir vadas, I don't feel warmly to a goy for cooking me bananas. Bananas is a billiger fruit. A banana is a fruit that's ne'echol chai. And therefore, the fact that he pumped found the inferior banana that was pumped not ne'echol chai won't be a chumrah, and therefore it'll still be mutter. So that's the Gemara Shor Shaila, and that's Toyla on Unzura to Stod. Okay.
Mean.
So, yeah?
So the mean of water, the mean of banana.
Yeah, correct. If you learn the mean, it's kivadat, there will be mutter. That's the same mahal. Yeah, must. Okay. Now, so that was Nechol Chai, and the Maaseh, we are makel for that. Next is Oyla or Shulchan Malachim. By the way, quick question. If we learn that the Chashash is Shema Yachilenu Dovar Tomei, there's a big question. Why does it help that it's not Oyla or Shulchan Malachim? Who cares that it's a food that is, let's say, a pizza. Pizza is not Oyla Shulchan Malachim. So who cares that the goy made a food that's not Oyla? The Maisa, if the Chashash is, maybe put some pig fat inside, maybe put some in my pizza. Who cares that it's not Choshev? Or Huadin, Nechol Chai. Who cares that it's punked edible raw? If the Chashash is that he's putting in some treif powder, he might be putting it into something Nechol Chai. That's a very strong question. The answer to Kipshutoi, that if you look at Rashi good on the Ches Mundal, Rashi says, Shaloi Yehei Yisrael Rogil Etzloi, B'machol Vishta, V'yachilin Dovatoi. Problem is, if you're Rogil by a Goy, you go back to the Goy again and again, and you partake in his food, then eventually you'll end up eating treif. It's not pshat in this time you worry this treif. It's just a general mindset that if you're hanging out with a Goy, eating their food, you might end up one day eating treif. Now, if that is true, you could argue that a food that is not moshach you to the goy, and it's a billiger food, it's a cheap food, and you don't feel warmly to him for cooking you this carrot, you won't be rogel etzloy, and therefore there'll be no chashash in the long term that you'll eat treif, because this is not a food that'll make you hang out by him. And therefore, it's not a chashash in this food, it's a chashash klali, that you'll end up hanging out by the goy, and avivat, you won't end up hanging out by the goy, because it's not a choshev food, it's either it's not ola, or it's nechol chai, then there's no problem, and that's how we answer even that Malachin Rashi with that. By the way, the Drisha clears, can you, all these stories that also for eating a goy not to interact, that eating by a chuppah of a goy is not so simple to eat, even with kosher food, it's not simple, you could partake in a suda by a goy, so the mechaber and kufnum base. The Drisha clears, can you say, Mishum Eivot's mutter? Eivot, look at the goy, he's so angry if I don't partake in his food, Eivot. Says the Taz, absolutely not. that the whole point of this halacha is there should be an eva. We don't want you to be friendly with the guy. And if we don't say, let me eat bishulakum, because otherwise it'll be so boregas. Adarabba, we want it to be boregas, and therefore the zikha no heta eva for all the yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara says, oila al shulchan malachim. Now, Shaila is what is called oila al shulchan malachim. This is Nishtha Zoyklam. The Hadar is not so clear. The Me'iri brings down that this is a chumrah. The Me'iri says it has to be a food that is so cheap, a king will never eat it. Machmas p'chisusoy. It's such a cheapy food, a king will never put it in his mouth. And that's quite an extreme gather. There's quite a few foods that a king would. No, Madach, if you learn, it means a king's banquet or when they're having a royal dinner. Then I hear the many food that a king would eat. When Donald Trump's meeting the queen, she won't serve corn, whatever it is. That I hear. But if you say the other get of the Me'iri, that a king won't eat it, that comes out quite a chumrah. But the Ma'aseh, the Pasha, we don't go as like. The post-kim, the Haimtikil are busy what the gedder is. Rebelski held anything that will be served at a smorgasbord is called Oila Shulchan Malachim. In olden days, it used to be weddings, it used to be smorgasbord, a big buffet staff. There, they have geshmak of food. That's Rebelski said, that is called Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Again, the exact gather of what is Oila, what's not Oila is not clear. There is a big shayla, which is very important, which London Bezdin are Makel, I'm sure many people here are also Makel. It's kettle chips. Kettle chips have a KLBD hechsher on the packet. Kettle chips have no Yiddish intervention in the cooking process. It's made by a goy. Shayla is, how can it be mutter? It's l'chepet b'shalakum. And on that, it depends on the way you say it to shayla. When you have a food, which is be'etzem, like potatoes, which even though they're the machlokes, and the Aruch Shulchan seems to say that potatoes are not Oyel Shulchan Lachim. The Aruch Shulchan lived in a time when the Irish farming, I don't know exactly, some sort of boom, and potatoes became mamish, the staple food for everyone, and became very cheap food. The Chayadam is machlokes, potatoes are Oyel, and we assume potatoes are Oyel Shulchan Lachim. So a baked potato is Oyel. What happens if you make a potato in a form that it's not so nice? For example, potato crisp, or even French fries that are fried up in a very oily French fries. No king in their right mind would ever serve this on his table. Is that called Oila because potatoes are Oila? Or do you go bossa each and every way it's made? Now, there's a Loshna of a Ra'ah in Lamaches, which sounds like you have to be Machmeh. He says, Kol Sheminoi Oila of Shulchan Malachim is a problem. As long as something of this type is Oila, this is a problem. That would be a Chumrah. However, there's a few Ra'ahs. To be Makel, the best Rai is the Ramah talks about by Pas Akum. The Ramah says that if you have Pas Akum, it's only called Pas Akum, it's made from the Chamisha Min Dogon. If it's made from rice bread is not called Pas, and therefore it would have the halachas of Bishul Akum. Pas Akum is more Makel than Bishul Akum, Pas Akum is Mutter by Pas Balta. If it's not called Pas, it's called Bishul, then it will be a problem. Says the Ramah, rice bread is not called Pas, and therefore it's forbidden if it's Oyla Shulchan Malachim. It sounds like there's two types of rice bread. Rice bread which is Oila, rice bread which is not Oila. If the rice bread is Oila, it's a problem. If rice bread is not Oila, it's not a problem. It's Kipshutoi, a raya that you look at each food by itself, and therefore if this min is not Oila, therefore be permitted. That's what Lambda Bezdin hold, and that's why they give a hechsher to these potato crisps. There is a truva in Gris Moshe, who is a machmeh, who says, talking about potato crisps, he says, let's make sure goy turned on, because the bishul akum otherwise. We don't really know pshat in this English Moshe. I once buy a shir from a Yutam Chalkov, a Binyamin Cohen, who got a sefer Chalkov Binyamin on Machalei Akum. The go-to sefer, Heimtke sefer Machalei Akum. And he said this Tikkul Torah, and he said over the Raya from Amar, and I asked him, I read Moshe, and he said straight away, we don't know pshat. And he moved on. That was it. It's a Moshe we don't have to go with. The others want to be machmeh, but kipshutoy, you can be mekel. Okay. Now, cereal, by the way, we paskin are not Oila Shulchan Malachim. I heard edus from someone who saw Reb Moshe Feinstein partaking in cornflakes, which were not cooked by Yid. Nowadays, you get the Bedatz Heksha, where they have Bishul Yisrael and cornflakes and stuff, but in the old days, it didn't exist. Reb Moshe partook in it because we held that cereals are not Oila Shulchan Malachim, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay.
Appointment to Her Majesty the
Queen. Yeah, I understand. But again, if you learn, if you learn that in Me'iri, you'll be Shver Taka, because the Queen would eat it. But they'll never, if they had a state banquet and they walked in their black ties and they said the cornflakes, they take Mr. Trump, I don't know what he'll do, but Zicha throw the cornflakes at the Queen and leg it, right? So, therefore, okay. Now, Shaila is, what's with donuts? All donuts, oila al shulchan malachim. That is, I hope he doesn't see the tape, but he's still present, I might get in trouble. All donuts, oila al shulchan malachim, or not. So this is a shayla number one for the shayla. Now, Ramosha Heinemann, who's the Rav Amachshe in Star K, he is in Baltimore, when he gives a shayla in Bishul Akum, the example he gives of something that is not oila al shulchan malachim is donuts. And he says, donuts, who in the right mind would have a banquet and start? Now, even some place can say, when you mechutonim come over for supper, you know, you get out your Shabbos finery and you're, the whole day you're worried that the house should be perfect, that all the food should be good. No one in the right mind would serve the mechutonim a big donut on their plate for the hors d'oeuvre. And therefore, even for dessert, it's not a kosher of food. And therefore, Moshe Heinemann in the Shia says, the first thing, donuts are not oila shulchan malachim. I was by the pub yesterday, I said to him, what's with Woodbury Down Donuts? I didn't know I was going to speak to Dave, so I asked him. And he goes, ah! It's nish oila, it's mutter. Okay, so if you hold that oil, the whole shayla doesn't start, and it was shikla waste that they gave to the NHS, or that maybe it was lois tachanim, I don't know, probably not, because if you're going to benefit back, it's not lois tachanim. But if you hold it's not oila, then you've got no problem. Remotcha Eisner told me that they did some research, and apparently it came up that small donuts are more fancy, and small donuts are considered oila shulchan malachim, and since small donuts are yeah shulchan malachim, therefore the big donuts are too similar to small donuts, therefore you have to be machmir. And that's why they want to be machmir. Okay, so that's shayla number one. Are donuts oila shulchan malachim? Let's move on. Let's try and find more tzirufim to be mekel. Next shayla is, what are donuts? There's a machlokes with the bracha on, if you have a dough, a thick dough, which, now what is bread? Bread is a thick dough that you bake in the oven. The machlokes rishonim, in brought down in mechaber, because some aches, if you have a thick dough that is cooked, is that called bread, or is that not called bread? Is the yesod of bread the thick dough, or the yesod of bread the fact that it's baked? Nafka Minna is a donut where you have a thick dough which you fry. Is that called a bread or not? Is it mezoinus or hamotzi? If it's bread, it'll be hamotzi. If it's not, it'll be mezoinus. That's machlokes in the Mechaber. Kepshut will be paskin that it's mezoinus. There is the Ramah be damned people paskin that the Yerushamayim should be machmir for both pshatim and therefore only eat it b'toich hasuda. And we have therefore a machlokes. Agav, nowadays that we put in so much oil and all the sweet things inside it, l'chayu kula alma maskim, that it's mezoinus, pasul kisnin. However, were you to eat a large share of donuts, let's say 1.5 large donuts ready, you have a shayla of having to wash. Now, you never find people washing on donuts. L'chayu the answer is because people know the halacha aren't the type of fressers who eat so many donuts. But kumshutai, were someone to eat many, many donuts, they have to make a hamotzi because they're eating a share of kriya sudah, pasul kisnin, they make a hamotzi. Says Aruch HaShulchan, because we have machlokes and other brachos, whether this sufganin is halachically a bread or not, the gabe bishul akum pasakum, you can be makel, because shayin drabonon, you can be makel that is called bread. Ooh, if donuts are called bread, it's no longer bishul akum, it's pasakum. If it's pasakum, it's paspalta. If it's paspalta, the halacha is, you can go to Tesco, zicha when you don't have any other bread around, and buy regular Warburton's bread, which has a KLBD thing on the thing, and there's no Yisrael involved, because a baker who makes bread is mutter to partake in it. So therefore, if you hold the donuts or dinoy kapas, you have a hetzer here to eat them. However, it's not so simple, because the halacha is, the hetzer paspalta only applies if it's paschal goy. So goy is a company with no Jewish involvement. However, if you have dough that belongs to a yid and a goy bakes it, it's before in the poskim that you don't have the heta paspalta. And here it would be down as a Jewish owned business, and a goy went and made it, the heta paspalta won't apply. Why is that? Because the whole heta paspalta was that it's impossible to, in the olden days, it's impossible to survive just on Jewish bread. You went and all the different places, you didn't have Jewish bread. So, okay, it's impossible, we make all paspalta. But this is such a not shchiachtika thing. You have a Yiddish owned bread, with a goy baking it, Chazal didn't feel the need to be matter this, and therefore this would be called bishul, and therefore the shutoi, you've lost this heta. Okay, so therefore, the heta of oil shochem is a good heta, and the heta of pas is not such a good heta because it belongs to a yid.
If you're somebody from paspalta, you'd have to make a moitzi then.
Correct. I mean, not true, because the Gabbah Hilchot Brachos. No, the Gabbah Hilchot Brachos is Ogol Paskin that only Baal Nefesh is Machmir. But the Gabbah Bishul Akum, because it's a Drabbanon, you're allowed to be Maker. It's not a steer. He knows Ikhalok is Avzoi, but we can rely on this, the Gabbah this. Yeah. Okay, this is far brought down for Moshe. Moshe held there's no Bishul Akum on something made in the factory. He said the whole issue is chasnos, some Chinese worker being paid 2p an hour. I'm not going to end up marrying them because they made it, and therefore held Moshe. It's not in the Moshe, it's from his Talmidim. Moshe held that there's no Bishul Akum in a factory. Now, if that's true, Kapshutim, maybe Kushtal Tzu to these would be done. Now, the Maisel Poskim don't like it very much. Moshe Denbuch is very broken about it. If I remember correctly, he says it's a heter for reform. He very much doesn't like this heter, and therefore it's not an ideal thing to rely on. Maybe it's another tziruf. Now, the shayla is, would be down the next day produce donuts again. Yeah, only one day out of commission. The Maisel says, machlekes, whether Bish Lakhon makes bliyas, and when Machmir Bish Lakhon does make bliyas, if Bish Lakhon makes bliyas, you have to kashu kalim. You have to kashu kalim, you have to wait 24 hours for pshuta. Because the halacha is, every kashu kalim, wait 24 hours. How would we down have such a quick turnaround if they have to kashu kalim and wait 24 hours? So, yeah, Agav.
It's not trefi,
we paskan that it's bliyas or osa. You put in afterwards a kadassia steak, it's going to be trefi. You can't put it in.
This food is not the issue because of the goy.
And from the halacha is a neat hechsher, mechaber and the kufi gimel. So you could say that the gabbai this is a machlokes and mechaber yet to kasher or not. The gabbai this, they were relying on the shittas who held that's not a shuklokin. That could be a mahalach. You could say they relied the gabbai hechsher on the fact that it's not oila. But there's not a machlokes whether you need shishim or you need roiv. And if you need only roiv to mevatel the blias, normally every issa needs shishim. But it could be that by issa bishlakim only roiv. If so, if you would do it straight away, it could be more relaxed because there's no chashash to you. Normally you wait because you're scared when you kasher something, you'll make a treif, you're kashering a treif pot with water, the bliyas go from the pot to the water, from the water back to the pot, and you haven't done anything because it's still a treif. That's why you wait 24 hours, it becomes most time of gum after 24 hours, that's when you do it. But if there's a din that bishlak is bottle baroiv, if it's bottle baroiv, you'll always have roiv connected to the pot, if there's no chashash, it'll go back from the water to the pot, and therefore that could be a reason why you do it 24 hours. The Maisa, how they did kasher it was, they did it that day, but they made the water pogum. I mean, they put in dishwashing liquid into the water. Therefore, le machme be'etzem for everything. It's oil shulchan lachim, and it's not got a dinner pass, and it needs heksha, and it needs shishin. Now, us, they were makel that they let them kasher it that day. The blias will go from the pot to the water and the water back to the pot. Not true, because the water was pogum, and therefore the blias that were in the water didn't go back in the pot, because that was where no time to come, and therefore it was all okay the next day. And Kipshuto, we said it was mutter that day as well. But if you want to be machmeh, that's what it did. Shkoyach, everyone, for listening. Have a very good day.
You could always kasher with water as well.
Correct. So we don't do that as a chiller, but here. Yeah.
The report was that he was told that it's. He allowed for